Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I'll tell you, when I first read this story, when I saw the headline, I thought, I didn't know Steve was a street magician.
Oh, now I'm excited to hear it. I love street magicians, man.
Yeah, I bet you are excited to hear it. I don't know if you're going to be excited to hear this. A street magician is arrested when his trick is just pulling off a woman's bikini.
There you go. Love this guy.
There you go.
Well, I love this guy if they're actually willing to let him do that.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that.
Probably not.
Yeah, because he was arrested, you see.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think he's like, hey, close your eyes. I got a magic trick. And then he pulls on the string.
Yeah, I'm telling you something, dude. Again, why? This is going to shock a lot of people, but this took place in the great state of Florida.
Florida.
I know. Yeah, I know. I don't... Look, we have other states. We do try to get the dumbest idiots in the country to report on. I don't know why they're all in Florida, unless of course the per capita, the highest concentration of morons are right there. I don't know. But this is a 51-year-old magician by the name of Richard, and he was out in a big tourist area in Florida this weekend. He was like, "Hey, I'm gonna do magic tricks. Who wants to watch?" And so a woman's like, "All right," and he said he was gonna make a scarf disappear. So he told the woman to put both of her arms out in front of her.
Oh, boy.
And once she did, he pulled off her bikini bottoms.
Her bottoms?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I thought just the top. I don't know why, but the bottom seems even creepier.
What kind of a rank amateur do you think this guy is?
No, he's the David Blaine of perverts.
Yeah. She managed to grab them, keep them close to her body so nothing was exposed. Then Richard tried to grab them again. Hey! He was arrested for felony battery. And look at this. Turns out he's not really a magician.
See, I was about to say, why are we even calling this guy a magician at this point? He has done nothing magical.
Yeah, I guess, real street performers in that area are, required to have a license. Richard, of course, wasn't.
Get a license? Do you have to, show your tricks and get approved, Okay, maybe they're not as strict as I would be. If I was at the station that gives out the licenses, I'd be like, let me see some of your tricks.
Show me something, buddy.
Come back to me when you have a good trick. I'm not giving you a license.
And then when you had your pants down by your ankles, you're like, you're in, buddy.
That's a great trick.
You're amazing. It turns out our boy Richard doesn't have a license. But you know what he does have?
Of course his name is Richard.
Of course it is. He does have a long history, though, of criminal activity. As a matter of fact... Again, this is going to shock you, but he's been in prison not once, not twice, six times before.
Damn.
So I got to be saying, man, this guy doesn't get to go out again, right?
Yeah.
He's done.
If I'm the judge, I'm like, I have a magic trick. It's called You're Not Going to See Regular Society for a Long Time, and we're also going to have somebody hide there, make their sausage disappear.
Oh, it's going to be a sausage trick.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's only fair.
Oh, look at you.
That should be punishment for everybody.
Boy, Steve is the judge. Just like, you got to get violated.
Send him in Bubba's cell.
Wow.
Bubba will teach you.
That's old-fashioned frontier justice right there.
I'm reading about, because I'm like, how hard is it to get a license?
Are you sure you want to use that?
How difficult is it to get a license as a magician? But apparently they go through quite an extensive background check.
To be a street performer in the great state of Florida.
Yeah, because
it makes sense.
Yeah, because you're out on the streets. But, you're you're around a lot of people, so you want to make sure that these people are legit.
You're out on the Florida streets, which is really a whole different place, right? See, because of the high concentration of morons in that area.
It unfortunately does seem that way.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to hear that they have a strict policy to make sure not any idiot can go out in the street. The trouble is that still there are idiots that go out in the street, and that sucks because you know what? People like magic tricks.
I love magic.
So yeah, I really hope that doesn't really ruin that woman's life too much because, you know, what I want to train my kids and everybody, if there are idiots everywhere, please do not let them ruin your life. Because that's just we're doing our best we can to police against these idiots, but you know what? There are idiots. That's, you know, and have a good life anyway. I hope that's the case for that person. And for him, yeah, he's going to have a sausage trick for how long there, Judge Steve?
As long as it takes until he's rehabilitated.
As long as it takes, sausage man. Oh, wow. That's a trick right there.
Am I the only one that enjoys watching, like, the David Blaine specials? Or okay, so I'm... Do you like
Dude,
those?
You know my favorite show, and I don't know if you watch it, but you should start watching it.
I don't know what your favorite show is. You seem to mention a lot of different shows.
This is in the world of magic. Penn and Teller's Fool Me.
Oh,
Fool Us. It's Fool Us. And then if you win, you get the FU Award, which is really kind of fun because they're a little naughty.
Hasn't Piff the Magic Dragon's been on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, you'd love that show. You love magic so much. You'd love it.
I especially love the street magic type stuff. The guy that could just walk up to you and just blow your mind, you know, not coming back to the story, of course, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when I had that street magician at my wedding, it was like my favorite part of our wedding, besides, you know, of course, marrying the woman I love.
Yeah.
But outside of that.
The favorite part of my wedding.
I caught myself.
Well, we know actually the number two thing wasn't your wife. It was the cupcakes.
Your wife
comes in at, I think, there was the ice sculpture.
There was the ice sculpture.
So your wife, did she make the top five of the favorite things at your own wedding?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Was she a five?
She was number one, man.
Okay, sure.
I'm not trying to make this wedding ring magically disappear.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
All right, Steve, we talked about it. We teased it a little bit about, you know, somebody vaping and somebody wearing noise-canceling headphones during sex, a celebrity. The name of that celebrity is the man who, I have to tell you, he really is the new Rico Suave, modern-day dude who anybody wants to be.
Dustin Diamond, TV Screech.
No.
Damn it.
I said successful. I should have said successful celebrity.
He likes to stab people.
Yeah, he does. He's Dustin. I will tell you, this is a... When you think of Dustin Diamond and the guy I'm about to mention, you do have a picture of both sides of celebrity spectrum.
Talk about one TV child star took one fork in the road and the other one took a different fork. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio is the man who is the man.
Was he Ben from Growing Pains?
Yeah, yeah. Even what was some of his greatest work.
Not Ben. He was a kid from Growing Pains.
Yeah, You're right. He was one of the friends. I forget the name.
They brought him into their home.
Yeah.
He became family.
I know. I can't remember his name on the show, damn it. But I do remember his character in Gilbert Grape, the Johnny Depp movie, and I was just so amazed at him. And that's where I was like, wow, so he's more than just this Growing Pains guy. This Leo kid's going to be something.
I didn't want to like Leonardo DiCaprio for the longest time just because I didn't want to like Titanic. So I just kind of lumped him in, even though I loved My Basketball Diaries. I thought he was great in that. But then you see like Shutter Island. And what was the one based in Boston?
The Howard Hughes movie, too. The Departed.
The Departed. That was great.
He's good in that.
Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah. I love Catch Me If You Can. Also, you know, he got good reviews for The Revenant, obviously, the latest movie where him and the bear had a fight.
I don't want to see that one because I heard he gets taken advantage of by that bear.
Well, listen, you know something? You know, when you're an actor, you got to play whatever role they give you.
So he's vaping and he's wearing how do you feel if you're Vicky? You're a chick.
Yep.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The vaping part doesn't bother me. I mean, people smoke weed. Maybe they're smoking cigarettes, whatever they do. But how would you feel if a guy put on some noise-canceling headphones while he was making sweet love to you?
I feel like it'd be kind of selfish. I feel like he wouldn't want to know anything that I would want to do. It's like, oh, that feels good for me, or that's not feeling great for me.
He wouldn't care.
I'm just doing my thing.
I think it's awesome because, let's be honest, who's having sex with Leo but somebody that wants to basically bang a star? Yeah,
I get it.
They're totally using, like, he's totally being used. There's no doubt about it. And why not him doing the same thing?
That poor man being used by all these hot chicks that are having sex with
him.
Yeah,
it's
messed up.
It's a consensual user-on-user relationship. There's no love or feeling with that, right? So why not put the noise-canceling headphones on and start vaping?
Well, am I crazy to think one of the fun parts of making sweet love is the loud noises that happen because of it? Like, don't you want to hear what
you mean the grunts and stuff?
Not from the guy.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
No, I can understand a girl putting on noise-canceling headphones. Like, I totally understand that. But as a dude, like,
you like to hear her sound like she's having a good time?
Yes! That's way better than any song in my iPod.
All right.
And if you're wearing the noise-canceling headphones, don't you hear your noises that you're making louder?
So no, he puts on some music to go with it.
Oh, wow.
He puts on coital music.
What the hell is he listening to?
Eye of the Tiger.
Are you ready for this? I don't even know this. What he's listening to.
Is it this song? I'm Leo.
Oh, God.
I'm Leo.
Well. You know, if it were me.
Those are nice pelvic thrusts, Steve.
This is what I would put on. You know, if my wife's home, I say, honey, give me my vape. All right, give me my headphones, and then.
Oh, come on, baby. Ride the Death Star. Ride the Death Star.
No, too soon. All right, fine. I love the fact that I think I just made Vicky throw up in her own mouth.
Love that.
Is it wrong that I was just picturing if you use glow-in-the-dark condoms, you can pretend they're lightsabers?
Yes.
That's funny. I also find great humor in that you refer to it as the Death Star.
Well,
that doesn't
you
seem
know
like
what?
The right connection.
I'll tell you why, because you never come back from it. No? Too soon? Okay. Anyway, the band, the music, I don't know this band, MGMT?
Oh,
that's what he listens to when he's getting it on, allegedly, according to this woman in OK Magazine.
They're like an alt-rock band. Like our buddies downstairs play them quite a bit.
Oh, really? My buddy Gregor plays it?
Oh, I bet. Absolutely.
Right. Because I like alt-rock, so it might be, would it be me? Should I replace Star Wars theme with this?
Honestly, I think you would love this band, because you love like electro-poppy kind of stuff. And
oh, Rev says he's got some.
Okay.
All right, let me hear these guys.
Oh, yeah, this is Kiss.
Oh, you're right. This is me.
This is like,
yeah,
like a new wavy rock band.
Yeah. You know what? If they ever fire me here, I'm going to go see if Gregor will let me work with him, because I do like the music he plays down there. I really do. All right.
Yeah, I like that, Ben.
I'm going to replace that, because now I can feel like Leo. If I start vaping and I put that on when I'm having sex with my wife, I'll feel like I'm Leo.
One person, Jade from Puyallup, says you need to try it. Very intense, happy moment.
Oh, wait, vaping or the MGMT?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what she's if it's. I don't think it's vaping that would cause unless it's marijuana inside that vape pen.
Oh, in that place, I'll have. Well, then I get the vaporizer at that point. Yeah,
I think I'd be too distracted by the song. You know what I mean? Like I can't have television on because I start focusing on whatever it is on the TV.
So you do it in silence?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awkward.
Oh, you play music?
I have to have music.
Oh, no. Oh, God. No, I mean, look, music is nice, but I don't always need it.
Dude, the last time I tried, like, I was like, oh, I'll put on some music. I remember a chick was coming over. It was like kind of like a Friends with Benefits type of a thing. I'm like, all right, get the candle going. You know, Yankee Candle, nothing but the best for her, apple scented. And then I got the.
Of course, you are a charmer.
And I'm doing the CD, and it was this band, Mike Patton from Faith No More. He's got a million bands, but one of his bands is called Lovage, and the album's called Songs to Make Love to Your Old Lady by.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, but the song I put on, it sounds sexy, but if you're paying attention to the lyrics, he's singing about all these STDs and stuff. And I'm like,
oh, I love that.
I'm not a lyrics guy.
I love that.
I was feeling the vibe of the song because it's like, oh, yeah, what's up? And then the girl's like, can you change the song? I'm like, why? This is an awesome song. He's like, I think he just referenced syphilis. And I'm like, damn it. Sorry.
You're the man. I love the fact you just have no idea. You're just throwing on the syphilis song. So, Vicky, so if you can't have music, you can't get in the mood?
Well, like, I'll still do it. It's super more distracting for me because I'm picturing everything. I'm looking at everything. My ADD kicks in. And it's like, oh, look, there's a spot on the ceiling.
Then how does anybody have that moment with you? It's supposed to be that sweet moment where it's just the two of you and there's nothing else going on in the world. Really, your ADD will never let you have that moment?
Mm-hmm. Nope, that's why I'll just pull on my phone. I have like a bunch of playlists and I'll just pull them up. Although sometimes I'll have like a song that we play here, like Alice in Chains or something. And I'm like, no, stop what we're doing.
Yep, you can't snuff this rooster.
Well, no, because then it reminds me of work. And then I start thinking about work.
Okay.
And I'm like, nope, I can't listen to this.
You know, you're kind of a mess, both of you.
Well,
and
right.
I still get more action than you.
At least I'm not calling my dong the
you
Death Star.
You don't know if you get more action than me. You don't know what I got going on with my wife and I. You don't know.
Yeah, she's in like California like 90% of the time.
And when I go down there... What do you? You don't know our schedule.
Like whatever you do in 24 hours, no. I can do in two. So calm down.
I don't know your schedule, but you typically when you're out there in California, we all get lots of emails and texts from you. So I'm assuming you're not making love.
That's in the morning when she's doing her meditation. But you don't get any. You don't get any texts after 11 a.m. usually because things are happening. And I would love, you know, I would love to put Vicky to the test because I know Vicky's a little nightmare and she thinks she's a sex machine. I think I'm when I'm with my wife, I think I'm getting more action than you are.
All right.
I don't care how young you think you are and how you're out there.
Let's do this. This weekend, are you going to see your wife?
Yes, I am.
All right, Vicky.
All right, I'll pull out the texts. Gotta text my dudes.
Oh, dudes.
You text your dudes. Go. Yeah. No, no, no. You have to have sex with one guy as much as I have with my wife.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay. Because here's what I'm
seriously, are you that's
guys
a challenge.
Are you guys going to be honest about it and keep a tally?
Yes.
Okay.
Because first of all, I'll tell my wife, look, I got this thing.
How about you,
you
both
help me out, honey?
How about this is how you guys keep a tally? You guys text me when you're done. Like, let's just
every time.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Just text me.
It's the honor system. I know. You're gonna
text me this. Text me like a Santa Claus emoji.
As soon as
then
your
I'll know
face
what happened.
Shows up on my phone, it's like saltpeter. I will not be in the mood.
But that after the fact, you're already out of the mood. Your Death Star has exploded.
No, you don't understand. These are multiple sessions that are going to need to be done in order for me to keep up with Vicky. I can't text you after first session. I'll ruin every other session.
Keep a mental tally, and then by the end of the day, send me like for each time you have sex, you send me a Santa Claus emoji.
I'll tell you right now. I'm doing it right now.
Awesome.
You're sending the Santa Claus emojis. Now, are you cheating?
Do I have to have sex with anybody? Can I do it?
No, you have to. Yeah.
Because if I'm the only one involved, I will beat Vicky.
Oh, that's funny. Someone just texted, the Death Star also explodes, Steve.
Yeah. I didn't want to go down that road. I was trying to be subtle, Steve. All right.
Oh, I can't wait to get text from you two.
I'm not texting you at all.
Then the game's over.
Oh, look at that sad, disappointed face.
I'll tell you on Monday.
I like to know all weekend when you guys are doing it.
I know you're doing it. You're the one that wants you to hide in your closet and watch you and your wife have sex.
How am I going to hide in the closet and watch myself have sex with my wife? There's only one of me, unfortunately.
Exactly. So you want me to do it for you.
I only said that you should do that so I can prove to you that I'm a sweet lovemaker.
Yes.
Or FaceTime? I'll FaceTime you.
Yeah. I see, again, you're not.
Skype?
I'm just going to. There's no Skype or FaceTime. We're not going to Snapchat or anything. I will let you know in a reasonable amount of time. All right?
You only get 10 seconds on a snap video, so I need like two of them to send to you.
Oh, you're a long distance man, aren't you?
Yeah, I purchased some of that Extends at the gas station.
I forgot about that.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.